connected in His arms, never disconnected in His arms. I feel protected. No place I'd rather be. Yes, in His arms I feel protected. In His arms, never disconnected. In His arms I feel protected. No place I'd rather be. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. The best thing I've ever done. Yes, falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. The best thing I've ever done. And in His arms I feel protected. In His arms, never disconnected. In His arms I feel protected. No place I'd rather be. Yes, in His arms I feel protected. And in His arms never disconnected. In His arms I feel protected. Place I'd rather be. Yes, falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. The best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. The best thing I've ever done. Oh, can we worship Him tonight? Hallelujah. Is that the way you feel tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, I'll never forget what You've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how You set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how You brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what You've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how You set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how You brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. You have taken all my sins away. Oh, Oh, yes, you've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. You've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. You have taken all my sins away. Oh, yes, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Because you've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all.
I cannot tell it all.
Oh, you've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. You have taken all my sins away. Oh, yes, you've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. You've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. You have taken all my sins away. Oh, yes, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, never. Oh, yes, you've done so much for me.
I cannot tell it all.
No, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. You've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. You have taken all my sins away. Oh, yes, you've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. You've done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. You have taken all my sins away. And God is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. God is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. Oh, yes, God, he is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. God is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. I'm singing, God, he is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. God is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. Yes, God, he is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. God is great and greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. He has been so good to me. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. He has been so good to me. He's been so good, so good, so good, so very good. He's been so good, so good. He has been so good to me. He's been so good, so good, so good, so very good. He's been so good, so good. so good to me. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. Love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. He has been so good to me. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. He has been so good to me. He's been so good, so good, so good, so very good. He's been so good, so good. He has been so good to me. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. He has been so good to me. I love Jesus. He's my Savior. When storms are raging, He's my shelter. Wherever He leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus and He loves me. He's my Savior. When storms are raging, my shelter, wherever He leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus and He loves me. Yes, I love Jesus. Yes, He's my Savior. When storms are raging, He's my shelter, wherever He leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus and He loves me. Yes, I love Jesus. Yes, He's my Savior. When storms are raging, He's my shelter, wherever He leads me, oh, I will follow. Yes, I love Jesus and He loves me. Yes, I love Jesus and He's my Savior. When storms are raging, He's my shelter, wherever He leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus and He loves me. Yes, I love Jesus. Yes, He's my Savior. When storms are raging, He's my shelter, wherever He leads me, I will follow. Yes, I love Jesus and He loves me. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, He's my Savior. When storms are raging, He's my shelter, wherever He leads me, I will follow. I love Jesus and He loves me.
Oh, does anybody love Him here tonight? Oh, if you love Him, can you lift your hands? Can you lift your voice? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we love You tonight. Lord, we love You tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, do you really love Him? Are you really in love with Jesus tonight? Amen. When you really love Him, it'll show. It doesn't matter what you're going through, no matter what comes your way in life. Amen. He's there for you. And you know it. Amen. Are you thankful He's faithful? Ever present? Our help? That's the God that we serve. And I'm in love with Him tonight. Because He first loved me. When I was unlovable, He loved me. Amen. It's good to be back in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Thursday night revival service. Somebody say revival. It's revival time. Somebody shout revival. It's revival time. I'm believing God for some great things this year. Amen. We do want to go to the Lord in prayer. We have many requests. Amen. But I know a God that's able. Nothing's too hard for my God. Amen. I have faith tonight. We want to go to the Lord in prayer, especially for the remaining part of this service, that God's will be done as the word goes forth. We want to pray for the offering here tonight. We want to pray for Brother Mike Morales tonight for healing. We want to pray for Brother Adrian, Sister Hopi. They have a special need. We want to pray for Sister Esther. She is sick in body. The Corrales family, they are traveling, and we want to pray that God will be with them as they are traveling. Protect them. We do want to pray for the Carrillo family, Brother and Sister Carrillo. They are having to quarantine at this time. They have a family member that has been, they have COVID, so they're locked away. Amen. But we want to pray for them. We do want to pray for Leonard Rodriguez for a special need. We have a request for Yvette and Blake for salvation and a special need. God knows where they are. God knows what the need is tonight. We also want to pray for Malachias Guzman tonight for a special need. Also for Sister Lila, she has a special need. And Sister Linda Marin has a special need. We want to lift them up here tonight before the Lord. If you have a need, why don't you just wave your hand? God, I have a need tonight. Amen. Together, let's lift our voice in faith. Savior, we come before you. Lord, we know that you are the prayer answering God. Lord, what concerns us concerns you. Lord, everything, God, about us, Lord, you are in the details. I pray, Lord, here tonight for every uplifted hand, every need, every issue, every sickness, every problem. Lord, we pray that you will have your way, that you will move, Lord, for these special requests, these special needs. Lord, that you'll go before us and work how you alone are able to work, God. We're praying for your will to be done, not our will, but let thy will be done. Lord, we want your will above all else, God, for your way is perfect. Lord, your plan is perfect. I pray here tonight, touch us. Lord, touch us in this house. I pray, Lord, that you will talk to us through your word. God, let your word go forth. Do the work that you desire to do. We pray for this offering, God. Bless the giver here in Jesus' name. We pray, let the church say amen. 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 As our ushers are getting ready, let's give and worship here tonight.
Worthy of the glory, he's worthy of the honor, he's worthy of the glory and the praise. Every knee shall bow before him. Let all the saints adore him. He's worthy, worthy, worthy of our praise. Oh yes, he's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory and the praise. Every knee shall bow before him. Let all the saints adore him. He's worthy, worthy, worthy of our praise. Oh yes, he's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory and the praise. Every knee shall bow before him. Let all the saints adore him. He's worthy, worthy, worthy of our praise. Oh yes, he's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory and the praise. Every knee shall bow before him. Let all the saints adore him. He's worthy, worthy, worthy of our praise. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory and the praise. Every knee shall bow before him. Let all the saints adore him. He's worthy, worthy, worthy of our praise. Oh, yes, he's saints adore him. He's worthy, worthy, worthy of all praise. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory and the praise. Every knee shall bow before him. Let all the saints adore him. He's worthy, worthy, worthy of our praise.
Oh, why don't we do that here tonight? Why don't we lift up the lovely name of Jesus? Oh, we worship you. We magnify you. Oh, thank you for your presence. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for taking time to be with us in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. It's good to have Sister Hale tonight with us. And she has been missing being in services, so we tried to figure out how we could get her in the sanctuary, and not only that, but where she could be safe, because the doctor told her she can't put any weight on her feet, neither is she supposed to have it hit. And I know sometimes we have high church, and I just wanted to make sure she was safe. And so I want to thank Brother and Sister Lou, Brother Bob, Sister Renee, for making it possible. They made ramps at our house for her to be able to get out of the house. They made a ramp in the house so she could get through the house. They made a large ramp out here where she could get in her office and be able to come over here on the platform. And we're thankful. Thank you, Brother Bob, Sister Renee. Amen. For making that possible. And they've been working entirely to get that all done for her. And we do appreciate that very much. And amen. And it just feels good in the house of the Lord here tonight. Amen. And we're going to dismiss our young people at this time. They're going to be starting their classes once again in the annex. And so as they're making their way to the class, we want to say how much we enjoy being in the house of God, feeling His presence. There's no other place I'd rather be than in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. Are you ready now for the preaching of the word? Amen. I've asked, amen, Brother Marin to preach to us, and so we want him to come and open up the word.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. It's so good to be back in God's house tonight. How many love the Lord tonight? Amen. Along with Pastor Hale. So good to have Sister Hale back in the house. We miss you dearly. Amen. Praise God. If you have your Bibles tonight, I'd love to draw your attention to the book of Romans. Very familiar scripture and verse, been preached behind this pulpit many, many times. Chapter 1, verse number 16. Amen. And when you have it, we can say amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. The word of the Lord says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power. Everybody say power of God. The gospel is the power of God. Amen. That brings salvation. Amen. So there's salvation. Amen. And that comes only through God. And it's through His power. Not mine, not yours, not this world, but His power. Right? To who? To everyone who believes. Amen? So how are they going to believe? Praise the Lord, somebody. There's many people out there. The Bible does speak of the children of darkness. Amen. There are those that don't want to believe. There are those that want to live in sin. They love living in their sin. But God brought us out of sin into his marvelous light. Amen. Why? Because we believed. So we're one of them. We fit that. First to the Jew, then to the Gentile. Amen. Amen. If we could just lift our hands once again, let's pray. Let's go before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you here tonight. Lord, as your word goes forward, I pray that you will anoint my lips of clay once again, that I may deliver your precious word unto your people, and that you may do a mighty work here tonight. We love you and we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for who you are. Oh, let's give him a hand cup of praise tonight. Oh, let's love him, church. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, he's worthy of your praise. Amen. He's worthy of your worship tonight. How many have come to worship the Lord tonight? How many have come to praise the Lord tonight? Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. That's what we come to do. It's revival time. It's revival time. That means we're awake tonight. Amen. We're not dead. Amen. He's awakening us. Amen. And it's through the Holy Ghost tonight. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. And the title of my message tonight is The Power of Your Testimony. Every one of you here under the sound of my voice tonight, amen, we're all home. There's just us tonight. But if you have not been born again, you're missing out. Because everybody has a testimony. Everyone has a testimony, whether you're living for God or not. You have a testimony. But not only with that, he's giving you power. You got power with God. Why? Because the book of Acts says, but you shall receive power. Everybody say, power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses. Everybody say, witnesses. Say, I'm a witness. Amen. Oh, do you remember when you first received the Holy Ghost? Can you remember? Can you go back in time and just think back in time, amen, when you were lost in your sin, amen? And you first heard this message. Somebody brought this message to you. Amen. Somebody came up to you. Amen. Or you were invited to church. Amen. And you heard that you had to repent of your sins. Do you remember living in your sin? Do you remember the way it was? A lot of us forget about living in that darkness. Amen. A lot of us forget about living in that turmoil. Amen. But thanks be to God, we don't have to live that way anymore. We've been born again. We're blood bought. Amen. In the name of Jesus. He's brought us out of the miry clay into his marvelous light. We got a right to praise the Lord, church. We got a right to lift our voice. Amen. I just cannot sit. Amen. Amen. I can't just, oh man, it starts bubbling within me. Amen. I got to let him know. I got to let him know, amen, because he's worthy to be praised. But you are a chosen generation, amen. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are peculiar people, amen. That means you're God's special possession. Amen, you're his, amen, that you should show forth the praises of him. Come on now, you should show forth the praises of him. Why? Who's called you out of darkness? He called us out of darkness. He brought me out of darkness. He brought me out of that pit of sin. That pit of darkness, of drunkenness, of drugs, addiction, you name it. He brought me out of that. Or maybe I didn't have a drug addiction. You were still born in sin. You still had sin in your life. He just brought you out of that. Aren't you thankful tonight? Oh, let's thank him tonight, church. Oh, into his marvelous light. It's his power, not my power. It's his power, amen. Not your power. It's his power that gives us, amen, that light, amen, that we may shine. That my testimony, amen, before this world that is filled with darkness may shine. Amen. That's what I want every day as I go to my workplace. Amen. I pray, Lord, let me be that light. Let me be that light, Jesus, that when people see me, amen, they see you. People do look. People do see how you walk and talk and how you act. They know if you're for real. Praise the Lord, somebody. But you know what? The devil wants to destroy your testimony tonight. Are you going to let him destroy your testimony tonight? How many rolled up your sleeves and said, it's time to fight? We're in a battle. It's time to fight. We're in a battle. We're in a war. This war's not going to stop until we cross those pearly gates. This war's not going to stop until we get taken away from here. That's why we cannot just stand still. Amen. We just cannot sit and say, all right, let my brother fight. No, 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 no. Let my sister fight. No, 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 no. If not, ask King David what happened to him when he didn't go to battle. Temptation will come. Praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. No, we got to fight for our testimony. You need to fight for your testimony. Amen. Why? God's giving you a testimony. Amen. You're a new creature. Amen. You've been born again. Amen. Oh, guess what? I messed up. So what? Get back up. Amen. The devil came against me. Amen. I sinned. I fell. Get back up. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. Amen. I'm not going to stay down, but I'm going to get back up. Amen. Why? Because he brought me out. Why? He's given me the power. Amen. Of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's his power that's going to lift me back up. Oh, let's love him tonight. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, he's worthy. Your testimony will talk, amen. It will give a story, amen. Your testimony will talk about his healing power. Your testimony will talk about his deliverance, amen. You see, your testimony speaks. Your testimony speaks. And you don't even have to say anything. But your testimony will speak. How many believe that tonight? Your testimony will speak about his mercy. Your testimony will speak about his grace, his unconditional love. Why? Because they're going to see you filled with the Holy Ghost. You're not going to be in misery. You're not going to be all, you know, full of anxiety. That's things of the past, church. Amen. But he's come to give life and life more abundantly. Aren't you thankful? Amen. That he's come to give us life and life more abundantly. That means he wants you to have a happy face. Amen. He wants to see a smile on your face. He wants to see you laughing, rejoicing. Come on, somebody. It's time to laugh. It's time to rejoice. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mighty God, we serve tonight. Amen. The definition of the word power means the ability to act or have influence over others. Many of you have influence over others tonight in the city of Corcoran. How many believe that tonight? I don't care your age, from the youngest to the eldest. Amen. You have an influence upon somebody in the city of Corcoran tonight. You have the ability to act or produce an effect. How many believe that you can change lives tonight through your testimony? I'm talking about eternal life tonight. I'm not talking about this flesh. I'm talking about eternity. Come on, somebody. You have that power. God's giving you that power, amen, that you can help change somebody's life, amen. Oh, come on, church. You just don't really know who you are tonight, but you're special people. I say you're special people tonight. Come on. Oh, let's love him. Let's magnify him. You got the goods tonight. Your testimony is proof. Your testimony is evidence of who he is. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Amen. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, but he's my heavenly Father. Oh, I love you so. He's my heavenly Father. You see, your heavenly Father loves you. Your heavenly Father will protect you. He will guide you. He say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. There's going to be times you're going to feel lonely, but it's all right because I know he's right there. He's right there with me. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. But you have that proof tonight. You have a form of written. It's written all over you. The Bible says you have Jesus written on your forehead. That's why the devil hates you. I say you have Jesus written over your forehead. That's why the devil hates you tonight. If you've been born again in water baptism in Jesus' name, you have it written in your forehead. How many believe that tonight? Oh, come on, church. Oh, hallelujah. In other words, your testimony can be used to prove that God exists. I'm going to say that again. In other words, your testimony can be used to be proof that God does exist. when others try to disapprove that he does not exist. There's power in your testimony. Oh, what you going to do with it? What you going to do with it? 1 Peter 3:15 says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready. You got to be ready. Always to give an answer to every man. We have to give. That means every one of us. There's going to come a time you have to give an answer. That means there comes a time you're going to have to open your mouth. There's going to come a time you're going to have to speak about your testimony. How many ever told a story? Read a child story to your children or to your, you know, nephews or nieces. It's simple. Just read, right? But you tell a story. And that's all you have to do is when God puts some sinner, someone in your way, tell them your story. Amen. Open your mouth. Amen. Why? Because if they ask of you, what's your reason of the hope that is in you? How many have hope in them tonight? Colossians 1:27 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Woo! I don't know about you, but that makes me feel excited. Amen. That the hope of glory, amen, is in me. He says, in you. In other words, you better speak to them with meekness and fear. Come on, church. Your testimony will automatically defend your faith. Your testimony can be used to describe the way God is working in your life. If you don't believe me, ask the man of Gadara. Jesus called out the people in a sermon. It was in Matthew 5:14. What did he say? He says, you are the light of the world. And if you're the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill, you cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. But what do? They put it on a candlestick that it could give light unto all that are in the house. Amen. That means when they come around you, amen, they're not going to be in darkness. Why? You're going to lead them to light. Amen. They can't see, but they're going to be able to see. Amen. Why? It's going to be through your light. It's going to be through the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's going to be because you opened your mouth. Amen. It's going to be because you told them your story. Amen. Amen. You told them how God, what God has done in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Your testimony will give light. Amen. Your testimony will encourage others. That's why we need to share our testimony. Amen. Because there's power in our testimony. Whether you're a new convert or you've been serving the Lord for over 50 years, it don't matter. You need to share your testimony. I thank God for Sister Preston. Because every time I see her out in the city, I see she's always testifying. She's always inviting someone to church. Praise the Lord, somebody. That tells me, hey, get with it. Don't matter how old you are. Invite someone. Amen. Invite, invite, invite. Amen. You need to take advantage of the power that has been given unto you. Amen. You need to take advantage of the power of your testimony. Amen. And don't let the devil lie to you that you don't have it. Don't let yourself lie to you that you don't have it. How many believe you got power tonight in your testimony? How many do you truly believe that? Stand up and give the Lord a hand clap of praise and love him. Let him be known to him. How thankful you are tonight then. See, your testimony will continue to change you as you grow closer to Jesus. Your testimony never stops growing. But it continues to grow. It will stop growing when that day comes, either by the grave or be taken away. That's why there's a hyphen in between the date you were born and the day that no longer here on the grave plot. That hyphen tells a story. If that hyphen could speak, it would tell a story about a life. Praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. Your testimony is a story of how God stepped into your life and how he changed you forevermore. I'm not the same. I will never be the same. How about you? Come on, somebody. I'm thankful for this change tonight. I'm not perfect. He's still working on me. But before you got saved, there was an old man in you. Amen. He was caught up in sin, right? He didn't have no relationship with God. He wanted nothing to do with God. It's all about him. It's all about sinning. But now, I've been changed. Now, I've been newborn. Oh! And it's by the mercy and the grace of my God. You can now glorify God. We can now magnify his name. We can now magnify his message by telling others, amen, how he has changed us. And we're no longer the same, amen? That's why you need to share your testimony, amen? You need to share it, amen? Much like being called, amen, to take the witness, standing in court. Has anybody ever been there to be called to be a witness? Before the judge? Witnesses are bound by law and oath to tell truth about what they know, about what they've seen. What would happen if the witness took the stand and was asked for his or her testimony, but never opened his or her mouth? I'm not sure the judge would be pleased with that type of response. How do you think God feels when there's a beggar man, a lady, brokenhearted, hurt? They have nothing. They're lost. They're blind. They're locked up in darkness. And we don't open our mouth. What are you going to do with your testimony? How long are you going to sit on it? How long are you going to keep holding back? Why are you scared? He said he's giving you power. You got the power. The devil can't stop you. Self? What is it? This church will be filled up by now. I'm not here to tickle your ears tonight. Because I realized something. People won't be saved like that. At least that's what the Word of God says. But we have to be ready to speak the truth. When you go out there, there's going to be people that are going to get mad at you. So what? Let them. Tell them the truth. Even though they don't want to hear it. Because you're doing your part. Let them get mad. God will deal with it. As long as you do your part. Jesus says, you're going to be hated for my name's sake. These last days, you're going to be hated. But I'm going to give you the words to speak. Did he not say that? The same scenario happens every day in the court of public opinion, also known as the everyday world. There comes a time when you will have to do more than wear your favorite Christian t-shirt or carry your Bible around work or school. Sooner or later, you will have to open your mouth and speak. You must testify. We must testify. We must tell what Jesus has done in our life. The Apostle Paul is a great example in Acts 22, chapter 3 and 4, when he wrote, I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in the city. I studied under the Gamaliel and was thoroughly trained in the law of our ancestors. I was just as zealous for God as any of you are today. I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women, throwing them into prison. What was he doing? He was talking about his past. Think about it. I'm going some more. And it's in Acts 22, 6 and 7. He starts to explain how he got saved. In verse 6, he said, it was about noon. I came near Damascus, and suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me, and I fell to the ground, and I heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Do you remember the day when you first walked into a Pentecostal church? Can you remember the day when you first got baptized in Jesus' name? Come on, tell that story. Tell it to somebody, how he filled you with the Holy Ghost, amen? How you felt after that, amen? When you took on his name. You see, not everyone's going to see the light or audibly hear the voice of the God or going to be blinded like Paul was. But you need to be able to explain your miraculous moment when you finally became a believer in Jesus Christ and how you surrendered your life over to him. In verses 12 through 16, Paul continues to explain that a devout and highly respected man named Ananias came to see him. He stood beside me and said, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And that very moment I was able to see him. Then he said, the God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear the words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all men who what you have seen and heard. Now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on his name. Every one of you here tonight have an Ananias in your life. And every one of you here tonight are an Ananias tonight. How many believe that? Come on, I'm talking about your testimony tonight. I'm talking about the power of your testimony. Amen? He explained the gospel. Somebody explained the gospel to you. Somebody invited you to church. Somebody gave you your first Bible study. Do you remember? It was the remainder of Acts 22 how he describes, Paul described his life was changed. Amen? Jesus appeared to him a second time and told him in verse 21, go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles. And for the remainder of Paul's life, we read how he was faithful to his calling. Amen? His life was filled with many hardships and challenges, but also with great miracles and teachings. See, Paul became one of the greatest ministers of the gospel, leading many to salvation and starting in churches throughout the ancient world. I'm here to tell you there's many Pauls in the city of Corcoran tonight. There's many Pauls sitting under my voice tonight. Do you truly believe that tonight? Come on, church. He's our example tonight. Amen? Write down your testimony. If you don't know how to give a testimony, I want to help somebody tonight. Write down your testimony. Only three simple steps. The first step, write down testify about your life before you were saved. Just put something down. Remember how it was before you were saved. Oh, you know, living in sin, all the bad stuff you had to go through, right? It was no good. All bad. Amen? Without God, totally darkness. Step number two, explain how you got saved. Simple. You're going to tell them how it was back then. You're going to tell them how you were invited to New Life Tabernacle one day and that you heard the preacher man preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, how you had to repent of your sins, amen? Because if you continue living in your sin, you're going to go to eternal damnation, amen? You're going to be lost. And then this, write down how God changed you, amen? Write down the areas in your life how God has completely rearranged you for his glory, not for yours, but for his glory. Amen? And the fruit or the evidence of your transformation. Simple. So as you write down your final third step, you need to ask yourself, who am I in Jesus Christ tonight? Who am I in Jesus Christ tonight? How is this contrast to what I was before? What's the difference now? How did God change me? Easy to testify. Easy to give your story. Amen? Easy to witness to somebody. And how is he glorified in me? What fruit is displayed in my life now? If you don't know what the fruits are, go to Colossians 1 and 10. Galatians 5, 22 and 26. Read it. Every one of us, amen, we have fruits, amen, of righteousness that the Lord has given us. Praise the Lord, somebody. And how his work, the gospel, is evident in my life, amen. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, people who write out their story, they become more confident in telling it to others. Are you with me, church? It's always good to recall all that God has done in your life. It's always good to go back to see what he's done in your life. Amen. It's always good to give him all the praise and glory. See, it's a story of change. Amen. A person is a powerful thing. Amen. When a person is changed, that's a powerful thing. You would like to see the most powerful tool of evangelism besides the gospel itself? Just take a look in the mirror. You don't believe me, do you? Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. He's changed you. Aren't you happy? I am. I don't want to look the way I looked before. No. Are you with me? You are a living proof of the good news of Jesus Christ. You've been changed. It's difficult to dispute the evidence of a transformed life. If you don't believe me, ask the man of Gadarene. In Mark 5:19, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, go home to your friends and tell them. Oh boy, he sent him to do something. How great things the Lord has done for thee. Has God done great things in your life? Has God done great things in your life? Have you told somebody lately? Does anybody, if I was to ask somebody in the city of Corcoran, hey, Mary Jane over here, or Billy Joe, have they, what can you tell me about their story? Can they tell me good things that you've said to them? How good God is? I'm going to tell somebody. Every chance I get, I tell somebody, hey, how good God is. Amen. How good a New Life Tabernacle is. How good of a preacher our pastor is. Amen. How good our ministers that God has are my brothers and my sisters. Amen. Without my brothers and sisters. Amen. I don't know where I would be. Without my pastor, I don't know where I would be. I tell them. Why? Because I know. I know how it's like to be out there in darkness alone. They don't have to be alone. Praise the Lord, somebody. See, the Bible says that Jesus took this man, the man and the demons, he took, which controlled him by surprise when he crossed the Sea of Galilee into a boat, and he landed right there where this man was to be found. See, this man lived in a graveyard, refused to wear his clothes. He would break his chains and fetters whenever soldiers attempted to take him into custody. He was a crazy man. Seeing the man's plight, wishing to demonstrate his power over Satan, Jesus commanded the demons to leave him. The demons made the man run to Jesus and beg him for mercy, since they did not want to be sent to the abyss. Amen? Jesus responded by asking the demon for his name. The demons respond by their name. My name is Legion, for we are many. They say that a fully manned Roman legion would contain about 6,000 soldiers. So imagine how many demons this man had in him. He had thousands of them in him. The demon saw a herd, about 2,000 pigs. They were feeding on a nearby hill, and they request that Jesus allow them to go into those pigs rather than to go into the abyss after leaving the demonic man. So Jesus granted their request to show people how many demons were in that man and to prove that they had gone out of him. As soon as Jesus spoke the word, the demons left the man and went into the pigs, causing the pigs to run into the Sea of Galilee and drown. There were herdsmen that started, there were fear for, to be blamed for the loss of the pigs. What did they do? They immediately went to the Gentile city of Gadara and the other surrounding regions to tell people what happened so witnesses could verify their story. Many people went to go see the site for themselves. See, many people want to come to New Life Tabernacle because they want to hear about what's been going on. Amen. The miracles. Amen. The healing has been going on. They want to see that site. Amen. They want to see what's going on. And many people went to see for themselves. They were amazed. How many people have come and gone and been amazed, amen, when they come to our revival services and they say, man, my cousin tells me every time, Julian, your church is on fire. And I said, then what are you waiting for? Come on. She goes, ooh, your church is on fire. Your church is the only city in Corker that's on fire like that. It's on fire because there's a man of God that tells his church, you got to pray. Tells his church, you got to pray. You got to be faithful to the house of God. You need to be in the house of God every time these doors are open. I thank God for our young people. Our young people, there's many of them that are starting to get it. They're praying. They're coming to church in the morning to pray. Amen. They need to continue. We're going to have revival. I'm telling you, God's working. Amen. We need to just hold on to your seats. Hold on to your seatbelts. That's all I got to say. Hold on to your seatbelts. And let's ride. Let's go. Let's make it happen in Jesus' name. Amen. But I'm talking about this man tonight who was transformed. Amen. This man was a crazy man, but he was changed. Amen. How many people are possessed out there in the city of Corker tonight? How many people are locked up in sin tonight? Amen. They can't get loose. Amen. But when they see you coming, amen, they run to you. They've cried to you. And you start talking to them about Jesus. You start telling them about Jesus. Tell them your story. Invite them, amen. Let them know to come with you, amen. This man, Jesus told him, go to your family. Go tell them, amen. And that's exactly what he did. He went. Mark tells us that all those who heard this man's preaching, they were marveled. Whether they believed in Jesus or not, they at least heard and understood the message about him. People are going to be marveled when you talk about your experience here at New Life Tabernacle. Praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. Psalms 49 says, I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained. In other words, my lips. I haven't sealed my lips. O Lord, thou knowest. Verse number 10 says, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared, in other words, I speak thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness, thy truth from thy great congregation. So according to this prayer, it would be an act of disobedience to keep one's mouth shut about what God has done. And I'm closing tonight. We can all stand. See, there's sin in not testifying. I said there is sin in not testifying tonight. Leviticus 5:1 says this. If you are called to testify about something you have been, that you have seen or that you know about, it is simple to refuse to testify. You will be punished for your sin. Many of you here tonight know about Jesus. Every one of us knows about Jesus tonight. We've witnessed his presence. And to refrain, to keep our mouth shut, is disobedient. Pray that God will give us the courage and the boldness to testify for his glory. To testify about God's goodness is our responsibility. That's why 2 Timothy 1:8 says, never be ashamed to tell others about the Lord. Don't be ashamed of me either, or even I am in prison for him. What strength God gives you, be ready to suffer with me for the sake of the good news. Proverbs 12:17 says, an honest witness tells the truth. A false witness tells lies. Exodus 20:16 says, you must not testify falsely against your neighbor. We are held responsible if we refuse, church. We are responsible watchmen, watcher of souls. Ezekiel 3:17-19 says, son of man, I have appointed you as a watchman for Israel. Whenever you receive a message from me, warn people immediately. If I warn the wicked, saying you are under the penalty of death, but you fail to deliver the warning, they will die in their sin. I will hold you responsible for their deaths. Verse number 19 says, if you warn them and they refuse to repent and keep on sinning, They will die in their sins. But you will have saved yourself because you obeyed me. Let's lift our hands tonight. These altars are open. What are you going to do with your testimony? You got power tonight.
My soul says yes to the Lord.
These altars are open.
My soul says
yes. It's just us tonight, church. Yes
to the Lord.
Jesus loves you.
He's a great King.
Jesus
loves
you.
He's doing great things.
He's with you.
My soul says yes.
It's time to speak.
Yes to the Lord.
It's time to compel.
My soul
says yes. It's time to build this church.
Yes,
it's time to have revival. It's time to let them know.
Yes,
hey, New Life Tabernacle. Follow me.
Well, he's a great King.
As we follow Christ.
He's doing great things.
In Jesus' name.
My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great King. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great King. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great King. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. Well, he brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Well, he set my feet on straight street, got me going right. He's a great King. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great King. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great King. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. He brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Well, he set my feet on a straight street, got me going right. He's a great King, doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great King, doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. Yes, I've been tempted and I've been tried, but I've been to the water and I have been baptized. He's a great King, doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. Yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great King. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. And he gave me a song the angels cannot sing. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I have been redeemed. He's a great King. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great King. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great King. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. He gave me a song the angels cannot sing. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I have been redeemed. He's a great King. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great King. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. He brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. He kept feet on straight street, got me going right. He's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. He's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. Yes, I've been tempted and I've been tried, but I've been to the water and I have been baptized. He's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. He gave me a song the angels cannot sing. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I have been redeemed. He's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. He gave me a song the angels cannot sing. Oh, glory, hallelujah, I have been redeemed. He's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things. Soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. He gave us a song the angels cannot sing. Glory, hallelujah, we have been redeemed. He's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. He brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. He set my feet on straight street, got me going right. He's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord.